This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbiziero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
Arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. We learned during the break that Mike Marr didn't really know what a survivor pool meant because Jason allowed him to get into the contest if he picked four teams.
He can't use them again?
No, he said, I didn't know I had to go 4-0. He thought he could survive with one of the teams losing.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah, I might just be a little slow.
Survivor pool, bro.
Right.
Donation. So now he regrets taking, you know, longer shots like St. Mary's.
I mean, he can change the picks if he wants.
You can change. You go more sure things if you want.
No, I'm going to let it fly. Because if it all works out well, I saved a lot of the, bigger teams.
Right. Yeah. And you saved the ability to brag, which EB can't do about Yale.
No, can't. Not
funny,
today.
2 hours into the show, I haven't heard him mention
not a piece.
His most beloved basketball team.
No, you don't understand. I hate them, but I watch them play a lot. They didn't embarrass themselves. If you actually noticed.
They covered.
Barely.
They definitely covered.
They barely.
I think they were getting 12 or 12 and a half.
No, they were getting seven and a half.
Oh, no, you're right. I saw Portnoy was sweating. He must have had him in a teaser.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
No, here's the thing. If you noticed, Yale was getting a ton of props from all of the announcers, like before, during, and after, because they're a good team. They just make so many dumb turnovers. And look, Texas A&M out-athleted them. That was obvious.
Well, yeah.
But it was close. They were just kind of hanging in there. They didn't play great. Like for a team like Yale, an Ivy League team, to beat a team of that caliber, you're going to have to play great. Yeah. You can't just play like your average.
Well, plus,
and they shot 38% from threes.
Yeah,
but it was fine. That's not good enough.
No,
you got to take more of them. And it's too many turnovers. Even though they only finished with 13, it was a sloppy game. They just needed to play better.
They just don't have an athlete that can cover a guy like that kid Payne who came off the bench.
To be honest with you, Texas A&M didn't even play that great, but because they kept them in the game. Like Yale was kind of in, they were always trailing, but they were kind of within that 7-10 the whole game. They had a chance to cut it to 4 or 5, missed a three. Believe me, I was watching intently because I wanted to brag. but Texas A&M just better athletes, and they didn't even play that good. I mean, it's still handled down.
It's a typical 4 versus 13. Like, like sometimes the 13 will rise up and bite the 4, but usually the 4s are going to win that matchup.
Yeah, for sure. Like I say, if they played 10 times, maybe they could beat them once, maybe twice, because I do think they could beat them, but they have to play better. They just didn't. They didn't have their A game.
Yeah, I know this.
They weren't embarrassed.
They played like a B game.
But A&M, A&M is just like you said, they top to bottom. They're just a better.
They out-athleted them. Course. There's no doubt about it.
I know this in the Vinny pool. I don't know how we're collectively doing because I've already forgotten our teams.
I took
collectively.
My turn. They haven't played yet. So.
Well, I lost because I took my guys out because I took Yale for a win.
But my individual entry, which I did with my son.
I'm done.
We took VCU, 11 seed, grasping for, you know, an 11 times one.
Big loser.
Loser. We took UC San Diego, 12 seed.
That was close, though, against Michigan. They
I know, that was a great game.
Michigan
but also a loser.
Also an L.
Yeah, I have my other four
no
teams.
No points for close.
I'm guessing I'm done.
If you're done with those.
Yeah,
I'm done, too. I took Clemson, thought they would beat McNeese, and I took VCU, just trying to get big numbers.
Right.
Took a chance.
I do have 2 1 seeds, but
If
they go all the way, we get like 9 points in this.
No, you're grasping. You have two teams eliminated day one. It's probably not great.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good for your long-term prospects.
Not good. All right, let's open up the entertainment page brought to you by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. I was out there yesterday. I think my girl Elena totally took care of me. Elite service. Elite cakes. What I love about it, when you go over there, they have beautiful waiting area, leather chairs, everything.
Coffee machine.
Beautiful coffee, like the one we used to have here, the exact one we used to have.
Yeah.
And jars full of M&Ms.
Ooh, that's nice.
A pretzel mix. And then if you're into almonds or whatever, and I would just take two little things, and I was just constantly loading up on the M&Ms and making a salt sweet with the pretzel mix.
They had like a scoop? You're not putting your dirty hand in there,
scoop,
are you?
Okay, scoop it in a cup.
Good.
2 cups. Hit it twice.
Excellent.
Hit the coffee. Wonderful. Elite service. No charge, got out of there, boom.
Very
easy
good.
Peasy. Great. So, yeah, that's my read for BMW for FX. How about that? All right, Valdez, I'm just seeing this right now. I don't need AEW is wrestling, right?
Correct.
Is that like the second
All elite
league?
Wrestling, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's not WWE, obviously, or whatever they call it now.
It's like a rival, though, to WWE.
Because
it's pretty big time.
They're kind of bragging.
It's big time, but it's not WWE.
They're bragging about their ratings.
You don't know who owns it, who one of the principal owners is.
AEW?
Yes.
I'm looking at you I'm trying to read your mind.
All right.
I
mean, if you pull it, I'll be impressed. I don't think you know it. I've got to
give
your
a
head.
Clue.
NFL is your clue.
What NFL
kind of
owner?
A vague clue.
Can I put in a gap?
Shad Khan's son owns All Elite
the
Wrestling.
Jaguars.
Jags owner.
Oh. I was going to go
J.J.
Watt.
Do you think I would ever think about Shad Khan's
Probably
son?
Not, but I'm just
telling
looking
at you. Okay. All right. Shad Khan's son. All right,
quick, how did Shad Khan make his fortune?
Bumpers.
Go.
Bumpers.
Yes, bumpers and car parts.
But he's not he's not the McNeese State manager.
No.
No, that's Amir Khan, I believe.
Yeah.
Who also used to be a boxer.
Yeah, there was an Amir Khan that was definitely
that, that McNeese manager, he's getting his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes,
good for him. He's soaking it up.
Dude, so many NILs. Buffalo Wild Wings, and then he has
Hold
two
on.
Others.
For him?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Yes. He has
Do the
NIL.
Players even have NIL on McNeese, and he's racking.
They got a few.
He has three sponsors.
That's pretty impressive.
I'll tell you
good
what,
for him.
They're going to start getting them.
Like I think Tick Pick is another one. And then
Tick? That's a dicey one, because if you're one letter off,
yeah, right.
then it's not tick, really pick. Dicey.
It's tick-pick.
Tick-pick.
Like,
you said.
Tick, like a tick that bites you.
Yeah.
Like tick-tock.
Okay. Yeah. Not like what you send to
right.
Drabby.
Right. Not like what you send us when it's Tiger Week and you have the picture
tick,
of Tiger.
Pick.
Yeah.
Tick-pick. Yes.
And then I don't know the other one.
Okay.
But he has three NILs.
Good for him.
Now,
that's awesome.
From yesterday or leading up to it?
They signed him... when they went to the tournament.
After he did the rap song?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. He's the dude that walks out with the speaker. Yeah.
No, I know who you're talking about. I mean, if you have a Buffalo Wild Wings sponsor as a college student, you're just a baller. You can take all your friends there, just get wings and beers. I mean, that's a great setup.
It's gotten to the point, speaking of feeling like a baller with our Pupatella, that it's actually gotten to the point now, if I go to Virginia, that my family expects... like 5 pizzas.
Wow. Like, and you can deliver
they're
that.
They're like, did you get Pupatella on the way home? And I actually didn't last week.
Yeah.
when the shower rained on me or whatever, whatever day I was there, I was so bitter that I didn't get it. And a disappointment from the family. I disappointed them. They expect every time I'm out there to go to Pupatella.
Pupatella.
Pupatella, which I do love. I've only been to the Chantilly location. Have you guys been to any of the other? You've been to
Leesburg.
Leesburg?
That's the only one I've been to.
I've been to Zippy.
I've been blanked.
I'm falling behind over here.
You could spend a you get $150.
I understand the setup.
Day.
I live in Gaithersburg.
Yeah,
I know. They need to get one here in Maryland. The closest to me is probably D.C.
I was actually in Virginia yesterday. I guess I kind of botched it.
Yeah, slept on it.
They got a silly, the one in Chantilly. The garage opens up, nice bar. Go over there, just get
hammered.
What
was I doing? I picked up a tab yesterday.
Yeah, you're stupid.
What are you doing?
Anyway, the reason why I bring up
Was it a big tab?
No.
The reason why I bring up AEW is because they're kind of bragging about their ratings. 658,000 viewers. I guess that's pretty good. But I put that, like, relatively speaking, like, TGL gets those numbers.
I knew you were going to bring up the TGL.
If people want to make fun of the TGL, they get those numbers.
Okay, but the TGL is on ESPN.
Right, this is on TBS, pretty big network.
Yeah,
pretty big network.
Okay, but
not the same. But
so the story is that
they're 600. I know they're bragging about their ratings, and I'm just saying, okay, those look fine, but that's like bad TGL numbers. Like if Tiger played, he was getting over a million. So just saying, people want to make fun of it, you know, whatever.
TGL was getting like 300,000.
They got at the very end.
Who's
but
in
when
the championship?
Tiger played, he got like 1.2. Then he got like 900. What?
Who's in the championship?
Atlanta and New York.
I just wanted to see if he's talking
about TGL.
He's hyping it up. No. I just wanted to see who's in the championship.
Listen, it's most interesting when you had Rory and those guys, but right. Everybody else.
I'm more intrigued by this AEW World Championship match where one of the dudes had like a nail spike board stuck into his back. Like it looks. I mean, he needs 100 tetanus shots.
Isn't that an old bit that they would do?
I think so. But do you want that stuck in your back?
No.
So Mankind did, right?
Yeah.
Like Mankind did a million.
I don't think there's a big bit about it. Those are spikes in his back.
Yeah.
I know it's real.
Yeah.
That's super dangerous. But
it wasn't supposed to get stuck.
Well, it got stuck. Yeah. And it's not great.
I guess I knew this vaguely. Mariah Carey had a lawsuit over her All I Want for Christmas Is You song. Who are they claiming that she stole it from?
Some dude. Some guy who did the song back in the 80s or something.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she won her lawsuit. So,
yes.
Did the song... Is there any way, Valdez, I should have told you during the break, that you could find hers and then the one that they're claiming she stole it from? I would love to hear the
side by
side. We can't listen to a Christmas music in March.
I love that song.
Not in March.
Okay, so I got to wait to do the story.
Yeah, you got to wait till December. Or like maybe Thanksgiving.
If you could find it, I would like it. I would like you to...
Man, the Junks need to come up with a Christmas song. We'd get Christmas royalties. Besides,
sorry, I had to punch up Mariah Carey's first pitch.
Oh, it's so
one
bad.
Of the funniest pitches
it's
I've
so
ever
terrible.
Seen. Look, Chase. She looks money right there, by the way.
I don't even think Mariah Carey can legit carry a tune anymore.
She can't anymore because if you hear her singing this live recently, she's so pitchy and off key.
Well, I mean, her voice is destroyed, I think, from all the touring.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Plus, as you get older, your voice loses its timbre.
She blew it out. Yeah. She blew out her voice 15 years
ago. All right, I can't listen to it anymore, sorry.
Her first pitch went 5 feet.
Well, I mean, you think she's athletic.
All right, play the other one. Do you have the other one?
He's trying to find it.
I don't even know.
He might have it.
What's the other guy's name?
Grasper.
No, I got it.
Grasperson.
This is it?
Well, Mariah's is way better. I would ask for just the one thing. I don't need sleigh rides. Well, here's the difference.
That's a different song.
Here's the difference.
So the guy wrote it? Did he write it?
Yeah, I guess he wrote it. One is a hit, and one is a song I've never heard before that doesn't even sound like the Mariah Carey song. Throw that lawsuit out.
Okay, so here's the deal. The second one that Valdez is playing is from a country song that has the same name. Okay, but you know, like there could be 10 million songs with the same name.
There are.
They were not similar enough, and so the suit was thrown out. Yeah, Mariah Carey, big winner.
Suit was garbage.
Yeah. Let me just tell the parents out there: if you have a bunch of 7 and 8 year olds,
in the car telling you to play the curse word song, don't do it.
Don't. Yeah, that's probably.
I got suckered. I got duped.
Sound advice.
They said there really aren't bad words. And then 2 seconds in.
Hold on. You listened to like a 7-year-old asking you to play the song and then you played it?
I did. We do a request game in the car. So each kid gets to request a song. It's democratic.
Mm. Okay, so if they request Two Live Crew, you're going to play that?
Absolutely not. But the curse word song didn't have an E next to it. If it's got explicit. An E next to it,
yeah.
I don't play it.
All right, so I know we've talked about
the curse word song and he played it.
I know we've talked about this chick before, but I honestly don't know her. I wouldn't recognize her. Sophie Rain. Do you know who Sophie Rain is?
I've heard the name.
Okay.
I may have seen her on Twitter before. I know the name. Seen her on Twitter.
Can you give background?
She kills it on OnlyFans.
Right. So she's the top OnlyFans, I guess, creator.
Oh, is this the virgin or the so-called virgin?
I don't know. She made $43 million this year. But here's the story. So $43 million is crazy, right?
That is pretty crazy.
And I'm assuming, does she go, are there cheeks clapping?
I don't think so.
She claims she's a virgin. Like, that's her hook. And she's got a great body, right?
So she just.
Titillating pictures.
Titillating or, like, naked?
I don't know. I'm not on OnlyFans, so I've yet to cash in my Christmas present.
You know, you have a grin, you know.
She's naked.
She's naked, okay.
Thank you for the boots on the ground report.
Are you seeing?
I got you.
Are you seeing the whole nine? Like, is she shy?
No.
Yeah.
Not shy at all.
Does she employ other? I don't know. I don't want to say
apparatus.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No. Does she have co-stars? Don't know. Like, I'm not sure if there's people in the videos.
No, not even people.
No, does she like to play?
Props. Does she like? Does she have props? That's the word I was looking for.
Oh no, I don't think so.
Does she use props? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Can you explain to him?
He doesn't know what a survival pool is.
We don't know.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
This is self-proclaimed $50 million whatever.
Well, hold on. There's a screen that I see.
I know.
I mean, it could be fake.
People are debunking the shots.
All right. Maybe it's fake. She claims the big story beyond the $43 million is that one guy tipped her $4.7 million.
Oh, That's quite a year for pictures.
Over a year.
What a loser.
He is a loser.
He's also rich.
He's also filthy rich.
He's also a big winner.
He's also really horny. I mean, you're tipping almost 5 milli.
I mean, I don't know. I think, is this the one that like Adam22 claims no chance she makes that kind of money? Like he.
Yeah, I think Adam broke.
Yeah, he's somebody that claims that. Who knows? But.
Well, if she's claiming she makes $4 million a month, even if she's only making $400,000 a month,
it's still absurd.
Incredible.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. Ctmobile.com.
47 million.
Can you imagine?
No. I have to say,
even 40,000 a month would be incredible.
Last story. They got me. Daily Mail gets me all the time, but I'm on to them cakes. It's taken me over 5 years, but I'm on to them.
Okay, you finally solved them.
Every headline is so fake. So did you get this too? Said they totally got me. It says, here's the headline. Leaked. Tiger Woods humiliating phone call with ex-wife about his new lover, Vanessa Trump, and her reaction. So I'm thinking, oh my God, we're going back to Tiger, the glory days. We're going to have leaked audio.
Okay.
Valdez wearing his Tiger sweatshirt today.
Yeah, yeah, yes, probably in honor of it.
Yeah,
but it's not leaked audio. It's just leaked. Someone said Tiger called Elon.
That's very deceptive.
So deceptive.
But you clicked on it. Clickbait.
No, I not only clicked on it because it's an exclusive to pay for it. I didn't pay for it, but then I had to go to a site that, you know, that puts the...
You found an end around.
I found an end around, but I went all these different
ways. It's called finding a Valdez.
I just wanted to find the leaked audio.
And you got nothing.
There's nothing. Nothing.
So desperate for Tiger content.
God, it gets so annoying. But anyway.
Coming up later this hour, you want to stay tuned? We have Live and Collective Soul tickets. They're going to be at Jiffy Lube Live. Don't go anywhere.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.